Good evening. It is 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 21st, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is Kingston Currents, your weekly roundup of the latest Limestone local news. CFRC's news programming is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. In tonight's episode, updates directly from City Hall, including a story from Tuesday's council meeting, updates on the 10th anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert celebrations, and more. Without further delay, let's dive in. At Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Councillor Ryan Bohm put forward a motion aimed at driving the construction of an indoor turf facility in Kingston. Prior to its closure in 2023, the Westbrook Dome provided Kingston sports clubs with access to bookable indoor space for sports, including soccer. Since then, many local teams and organizations have been forced to travel to neighboring communities like Belleville to find suitable indoor facilities. The motion comes as plans for a future indoor sports facility in Kingston East continue to face delays tied to market constraints. Councillor Bohm set the scene before council.
Right now across the city, you've got a lot of kids that are playing indoor soccer in the winter in old gymnasiums, and it's not really an ideal training facility for kids at that age. We don't have any longer an indoor turf facility other than the one that exists at the RMC Dome, which is predominantly used by the military, and they can at any time say the rest of the community cannot use it. So we know we used to have the Westbrook Dome. That's no longer in operation, and where it sits right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be operational at any time soon. We had a multi-sport facility that everybody was excited about. I was really excited about. There's a lot of uncontrollable things in the world right now due to the situation south of us. So construction costs, tariffs, they create a lot of unknowns.
The city originally designed John Matchin Field in 2013 with the potential for a future dome in mind, including an engineered grade beam capable of supporting an aired supported structure, along with a washroom building designed to integrate with a future facility. The motion proposes directing staff to review the condition of the grade beam at John Matchin Field, and if suitable, issue a request for interest this summer from potential private operators interested in taking on a sports dome. Councillor Bohm says the proposal could help the city move towards addressing the growing demand for indoor sports space in Kingston.
So when the John Matchin Turf Field was installed, it was installed with a beam that was designed for a soccer dome to eventually be erected over it, and the bathrooms there are operational. So in an attempt to try to get more information and to drive forward the building of some type of indoor turf facility for the city of Kingston and the soccer community and other communities that would be able to use it as well. And that's essentially what this motion does. It's looking for information. It's looking for the status of that beam and basically trying to garner any information of some private operators that might be willing to come step up and potentially run this facility should we decide down the road that we want to do this. So it's informational, it's seeking that information, and that's basically it's all it's asking for here. So I would ask council to support that.
The motion also comes during a period of growing momentum specifically around soccer in Kingston. The city has already long been home to development and high-performance programs. And more recently, the Kingston Sentinels Semi-Professional Club has opened its inaugural season on an undefeated streak. Meanwhile, Sentinels franchise owners Victory Grounds Ventures continue work towards a soccer stadium in the city in the near future, and FIFA World Cup events are also set to bring additional attention to the sport this summer. Bohm says Kingston is in a unique position to build on that momentum.
Kingston is pretty unique in this area because we're an Ontario Professional Development League trainer. So we train kids at the Ontario level that they can then go on and play even higher level competitive. So we have a very competitive sports organization within the city. And this is something where, as a city that has that, we don't even have our own indoor turf facility. So something to think about.
City staff are expected to report back to council by the beginning of October 2026, with the results of the grade beam assessment and any outcomes from the request for interest process. Before we dive into more local news, let's take a look at your weather and traffic report for the next few days. Starting with traffic updates, a few out-of-the-ordinary closures to keep in mind this weekend. On Saturday, May 24th, King Street East from Plastarms to Barrick will be closed for event-related parking and storage for Monster Spectacular at Slush Puppy Place. That'll be from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday, May 24th, Montreal Street from Princess to Queen will be closed for the Montreal Street Collective Vintage Market. In other ongoing closures and delays, Johnson Street from University Avenue to Aberdeen expect delays for storm sewer improvements until July 30th. Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and shared lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Kunter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through the rest of this month. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 tomorrow morning and 3:20 to 3:50 in the afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access daily during school drop-off and pickup times. Note these closures do not impact the weekend. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Berry Street at Queen. Now looking at your weather for the rest of this evening, we're expecting the sun to stick around with a high of 16 with a very high UV index, so be sure to wear sun protection if you're going out for your evening walk. Later on tonight, we're expecting clear skies and temperatures to drop to a low of +4. Tomorrow, Friday, May 22nd, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 18 degrees. Friday night, cloudy skies with a low of 9. Getting into the weekend, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers on Saturday and a high of 15. Saturday night, cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 9. On Sunday, May 24th, again cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 18, finishing off on Sunday night with cloudy skies, a 40% chance of showers, and a low of 13. The rain may spill a bit into next week, but don't worry, sunny skies are on the way, with Tuesday expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 24. This has been your quick weather and traffic update for the evening. Now let's jump back to more local news. In a release directly from the City of Kingston tonight, a new public art installation at the Rideau Heights Community Center is inviting residents to slow down, reflect, and become part of the artwork itself. The exhibition is called The Clearing, and while it may look like an ordinary shipping container from the outside, the city says visitors stepping inside will find a calm, nature-inspired space designed for rest, reflection, and connection. The project was created by Kingston artists Marnie McDermott and Celia Scala, with support from the city's Arts and Culture Services Department. Originally shown at the Agnes Etherington Art Center, the installation transforms a shipping container, typically associated with global trade and movement, into an immersive artistic space inspired by nature and mindfulness. One of the central inspirations behind The Clearing is the idea of a sit spot, a practice that encourages people to quietly observe the natural world around them. Inside the installation, visitors will find clay works, paper pieces, sound design, poetry, and mural art, all inspired by the artist's own experiences in nature. The exhibition also encourages public participation. Residents are invited to bring personal papers, things like old letters, journal pages, or handwritten notes, and use an on-site shredder to contribute those materials directly into the evolving artwork. The city says the installation is designed to grow and change over time as more visitors contribute their own pieces. The project also features a poem by Sadika DeMayer, sound design by Matt Rogalski, and an interior mural created by Lee Stewart. The clearing is located outside the Rideau Heights Community Center at 85 McCully Street and runs through May 31st, with scheduled public viewing hours through the week, including afternoon and evening access on weekdays and weekend hours on Saturdays and Sundays. According to the city, the exhibition is part of Kingston's broader public art strategy and ongoing art space projects in the Rideau Heights neighborhood. Previous public art initiatives in the area have included the mural inside the community center and the Rideau Heights Photo Contest exhibition. A call to action from the city, residents are being invited to recognize the buildings, parks, and public spaces helping shape the future of the city. Nominations are now officially open for the city's 2026 Livable City Design Awards. Held every 3 years, the awards celebrate projects that demonstrate excellence in architecture, urban design, and landscape planning, while also improving quality of life for residents. The city says the awards are meant to highlight spaces that help make Kingston more connected, accessible, and enjoyable for the community. According to Sakriti Agarwal, the city's manager of policy planning, the awards are an opportunity to recognize projects that have had a meaningful impact on Kingston over the past several years, whether that's through housing developments, mixed-use spaces, heritage conservation work, parks, or other public improvements. The city says a livable city is one designed to help residents move around easily, connect with one another, and enjoy public spaces together. Anyone can submit a nomination, and both public and private projects are eligible, as long as they were completed between January 1, 2023 and December 31, 2025. Residents can find full eligibility details on the City of Kingston website. Nominations must be submitted by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, June 30th. Projects meeting the criteria will then be reviewed over the summer by a panel of experts, while community members will also have a chance to vote later this fall for a People's Choice Award winner. The city says all awards will be presented during a ceremony later this year. Something to keep on your radar this weekend from the city is inviting residents to get a behind-the-scenes look at some of the people and equipment that help keep the city running every day. Kingston Public Works will host its annual Public Works Day open house on Saturday, May 23rd, as part of National Public Works Week. The event runs from 9 a.m. until noon at the city's Public Works headquarters on Division Street and is being promoted as a family-friendly opportunity for residents to explore city operations up close. Visitors will be able to check out vehicles and heavy machinery from a number of city departments and partner organizations, including Public Works, Solid Waste, Engineering, Kingston Transit, and Utilities Kingston. City says the event will also include hands-on activities, demonstrations, and information booths highlighting various municipal services and community initiatives. Karen Santucci, Director of Public Works and Solid Waste for the city, says the event gives residents a chance to connect with the people who help maintain roads, parks, transit systems, and other key infrastructure year-round. Santucci says there will be plenty of equipment and machines on display for all. National Public Works Week is recognized across Canada and the United States during the third full week of May to highlight the role public works services play in everyday life. This year's theme is Rooted in Service, Powered by Community. The city's Public Works Department is responsible for a wide range of services, including snow removal, pothole repair, road maintenance, tree planting and pruning, sports field maintenance, and community cleanup programs. Residents planning to attend are asked to enter through the Railway Street entrance, as the Division Street entrance to the property will be closed during the event. Finally, one last exciting announcement from the city. Kingston is preparing to mark a major moment in Canadian music history. A new event series called Forever Hip will commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert in Kingston, the unforgettable August 20th, 2016 performance that became a defining cultural moment for both the city and the country. The city, alongside Tourism Kingston, the Kingston Music Office, and the Downtown Kingston BIA, unveiled plans this week for a multi-day celebration taking place August 20th through 22nd. Formed in Kingston in 1984, the Tragically Hip remain deeply tied to the city's identity, and organizers say the anniversary events are intended to celebrate the band's legacy through music, arts, storytelling, and community gatherings. Danica Lockhead, Director of Arts and Culture Services for the city, says Forever Hip is both a celebration and a thank you to a band that has meant so much to Kingston residents and Canadians nationwide. The programming begins Thursday, August 20th with Rockin' in the Square in Springer Market Square. The free event will feature a large-scale sing-along led by Choir, inviting audiences to join together in performing songs by the Tragically Hip. The evening will also include performances from Kingston musicians, including Miss Emily, The Abrams, and members of Casador. On Friday, August 21st, Springer Market Square will host video tributes, music walking tours, and a merch market supporting local musicians and creators. That evening, the city will also present a free outdoor screening of the 2017 documentary, Long Time Running, which followed the band's emotional final tour after frontman Gord Downie revealed his diagnosis with incurable brain cancer. Then on Saturday, August 22nd, Kingston will host a special viewing event tied to CBC's rebroadcast of The Tragically Hip, a national celebration. The band's final Kingston concert that was originally watched by more than 11 million Canadians. The rebroadcast will once again be shown on the big screen in Springer Market Square, recreating the community viewing experience that brought thousands together in downtown Kingston a decade ago. The city also announced several art and music projects connected to the anniversary. Beginning in August, the Downtown Kingston BIA will launch Play Me Kingston, a temporary public art installation featuring 10 large-scale guitar sculptures designed by local and regional artists. And later this fall, the Kingston Grand Theatre will host a three-week run of the new Canadian musical, It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken, built around songs from the Tragically Hip catalog. The production is being presented by Thousand Islands Playhouse, in partnership with producers behind the hit Canadian musical Come From Away. The city says more information about the Forever Hip programming is available through Tourism Kingston. Before we wrap up this evening, I'm going to run through your weekend forecast, a roundup of just some of the events Kingston has to offer to finish off your week. Tomorrow, Friday, May 22nd, starts early with Feel Good Fridays at the KFPL Rideau Heights branch at 9 a.m. Then later in the evening, downtown Kingston lights up with Art After Dark, starting at 7 p.m. Also at 7, you can test your random knowledge at Trivia Night over at Wild Wings Kingston. At 8 p.m., Something in the Water Brewing Company hosts an emo drag show featuring Bewitched, Flora Fawning, Street Meat, and Amygdala. Then, if you're ready to fully commit to the weekend, karaoke kicks off at both The Buckle and Daft Brewing starting at 9 p.m. Kick off Saturday, May 23rd by visiting your favorite local vendors at the Kingston Public Market in Springer Market Square starting at 8:30 a.m., while the Mac Johnson Wildlife Area tree sales begin at the Tree Nursery at 9. At 11 a.m., the KFPL Calvin Park branch hosts the Roots and Shoots Community Fair. Then in the afternoon, Books and Brews Bookish Market takes over Spearhead Brewing Company at 2 p.m. Cirque Mondial brings circus atmosphere to the Cataraqui Center at 4:30 p.m. for a show, and later that night you can hit line dancing at The Buckle starting at 7 p.m. Finally, on Sunday, May 24th, the Memorial Center Farmers Market runs at the Kingston Memorial Center from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., while the Montreal Street Vintage Market runs over on Montreal Street from 10 until 5. Then at 2 p.m., Monster Spectacular 2026 rolls into Slush Puppy Place. To finish off the weekend, Old Reliable Karaoke returns Sunday night with sing-alongs at both the Merchant and the Toucan, starting nice and late at 9 p.m. That wraps up your weekend forecast. Once again, that was just some of the events and concerts coming up this weekend in the region. Be sure to head to cfrc.ca for our full events and concerts listings, put together by our Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny Hinch. If you have an event or concert you'd like to add to our online and on-air calendar, reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. That is all things current in Kingston for this week. Thank you for listening to CFRC's local news programming, brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. To revisit episodes and listen on the go, head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.